The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Ray Trimble, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. There's Jim. Get a shot of him on Facebook Live. This guy is late. I mean, I'm running around the building looking for him because I'm worried. Hey, come on, Jim.
We're live.
We're on the radio, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans, the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on. And if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. I've got a panel of experts in here this morning. Let me introduce them. Got Mr. Jim Evans in with Energy Tech. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
And you were cutting it close, man.
Yeah, I was moving on like, shoot, the highway patrol, I was passing them.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not quite. No, it's been an interesting morning.
I feel like there's a story behind there.
Yeah, there is. My mom has been ill.
Yes.
And we got her in a nursing home yesterday.
Which, by the way, you folks, he's brought her to the radio show a couple of times.
Right.
And so we've all gotten to meet your mom.
Yeah.
Awesome lady.
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, so we finally figured out, you know, Jim does come from good DNA.
Yeah, good. Well, she's 95 today.
Mm, wow.
Today's her birthday.
So happy birthday, Mom, yeah. Right?
Happy birthday, Granny. Everybody calls her Granny.
Granny. Happy birthday, Granny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So I know you brought some cool stuff, a cool topic to talk about today. I'm really excited about your Facebook Live topic. Because you've brought something I didn't know about and I haven't seen before, and so
you get to see it today.
I think that's going to be good. What are you talking about on the radio today?
Windows and doors. Surprise, surprise, isn't it?
We get special requests for that all the time. They're like, hey, could you ask Jim to talk about windows and doors?
Does he know anything about them? Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, that's good stuff. All right, so that ought to be fun. I've got Brent in with Mother Nature's Pest Salon. Brent, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Ray, how are you?
I'm great. I see that your topic today is something to make everybody's... Oh, Megan says switch microphones,
switch
Brent.
Switch microphones. Better?
That's better. Okay, there you go. You know what's cool is she did this weird sign language through the glass, and I knew what she was saying. That was bizarre. you got one of those topics today that's going to make everybody's skin crawl.
Well, that's kind of what I do. That's kind of, I bring the class to the show, I'm sure.
Oh, you know. Yeah, you do. You spice it up.
Yeah, we're going to talk about roaches this morning. So enjoy your breakfast this morning.
Yeah, that's going to be good. You know, and by the way, stay with us because Brent is going to destroy one of the escapes that we all use to tell ourselves we don't have roaches.
Yes, because keep in mind, there are many kinds of roaches in
many
Oklahoma.
Kinds. Yeah. Yeah, he already ruined it for me, so it's already been ruined for me, and I don't want to be alone, so we're going to just do it for everybody.
We're gonna bust some myths this morning, yes.
All right, and then for the Facebook Live guests, I see that you have a box with you.
I did. I left the house at 6 o'clock this morning. This is either my wife's shoes or there's something inside this box that could be quite interesting. I'm hoping it's the second. We'll find out together. Hey, he's, it is not donuts for the guys who are salivating at the panel here.
He says they're his wife's shoes. I'm just saying. Okay. All right. And over here to my right, I've got Brian Underwood, Mullen Services HVAC. Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
I was telling you this morning, I noticed he got the memo. If you folks on Facebook Live can see, he's got his hat on and he's got it backwards too. You're going with the theme.
Yes.
I like it. What does that say? I can't make that. I see a wagon on there, but I can't really. It's ironic how this happened because Brian is sporting an OU hat and I'm sporting an OSU hat. We're a house divided this morning.
Yes, we are.
Hey, I'm cutting checks to that place, so by golly, I'm going to wear all of their stuff, okay?
That's
how this works. Mm-hmm. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
The cold snap, you guys been running around dealing with heat and all that kind of stuff,
been
I would imagine?
Pretty busy.
I mean, it's been getting really cold again, so we've been dealing with some cold snaps going on.
A lot.
Yes. What are you talking about today?
We're talking about condensate drains.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool because it kind of ties into what we're talking about when it comes to the roaches.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of discovered that. We were all doing the pre-show visit this morning, talking about what we're going to be covering, and we realized, hey, this is interesting. You know, one thing kind of leads to another, or one's an indicator of another, so... Mm-hmm. That'll be kind of fun. And then your Facebook Live topic, what'd you bring? What do you got?
I brought various different types of thermostats, all the way from that old school thermostat that you guys may have grown up with to the newest, latest, greatest thing.
Yeah, you know, I was that kid that would open up the thermostats and I would break the tube with the mercury in it. Did you guys ever do that?
Never did that.
And I had like a baby food jar full of mercury that I would pour out on the table and play with. And of course, now they say it kills you. So don't do that what I'm saying that I did, because it's supposed to be poisonous, right?
That's what they say. Now, the good thing is you're... Thermostats nowadays don't have that.
Yeah. I come from that generation, though. I mean, I come from the kids that ate dirt, so.
They took all the fun out of it.
Yeah, I ate dirt, and we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have internet, none of that stuff. So it was, we were breaking open thermostats to see what that weird liquid metal was. That's what we were doing. I'm just saying, just being honest. Josh is behind the camera. You can't see him, you folks, but he does all the videography in here. And he's behind the camera shaking his head that, yes, I played with the mercury in the thermostats. So, but it's going to be cool because we're going to talk about the condensate drains. You'd be surprised how much condensate goes into those things. We've had ceilings literally cave in on folks, mm-hmm. you know, because it just literally saturates the sheetrock and the insulation and everything falls in. Jim, you all right, brother?
Yeah, give me a cough drop.
Get you a cough drop. Okay, good deal. All right, so I promised a shout out this morning. So I'm going to do it. And, you know, it basically, this was a shout out about some kind of, it's, I don't even know how this thing works, okay? I read about it and I still don't understand how it works, okay? It's not something that we do. It's something that I got a phone call about. Got a phone call about it from my brother. My brother, Jeremy, does this crazy job, okay? He crawls up the towers. So the towers that you see with the lights on them. And, I mean, these things are crazy. If you've never paid attention to them before, take a look at one today. Radio, all these TV stations, everybody uses these towers. Well, somebody has to maintain those things, build them, paint them. They have to have lights on them so airplanes don't hit them because they're literally that high in the sky. That's what my brother does. He's crazier than I am. It's official. He crawls these things and he runs all these crews. Well, they've come across some kind of new device that they're using that he's never called me about some device before until now. it's this lightning suppression system, and it's the weirdest looking thing, and you don't have to run all these wires all over your building or all over your tower or your home. It just has to use this one, and it looks like a something out of Tesla's design. It really does. It's this wild looking thing. I read about how it works. I'm not going to pretend like I can break it down for you, but if you're looking to do some lightning suppression, I checked on the history and the records of this stuff. It's impressive. They're putting this stuff on governmental buildings. They're putting them on towers, and of course, it's my brother and his crew that's doing it. So I am giving a little shout out for a family member. I'm allowed to do that. If you want to find out more about it, you can give him a call at 806-683-3998. His name's Jeremy, but call him Worm. I've called him Worm his whole life. All right, we got to take a quick break, but we've got lots to cover today, so stay with us. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have got you covered. Call 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. With your questions now, this is House Talk on News 1023 KRMG. Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody.
Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're covering all sorts of topics this morning. We'd also love to hear from all of you guys out there. So if you'd like to reach out to us, there's multiple ways that you can do it. You can call us at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG. You can text us at 95920. Or you can go on Facebook Live and you can message us or hit us with questions. And Mr. Josh Peek back there is going to let us know, and we will hit the topics. Shout out to Megan for playing my favorite song. Thank you, Megan. She's in the sound room running things. That's one of my favorite songs. I love it when they play that. I got Mr. Jim Evans in with Energy Tech. I have got Brent in with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn, the bug guy. And I've got Brian over here with Mullen Services HVAC. We're covering it all. We were just talking about this crazy cool glass. It was hard to fit it all in, wasn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it was.
You know, and it's because this is so cool. He brought this glass in that he's showed all of us on the break. He's dropped it into this hot cup of water. And it's changed colors, and you can tell half of it's clear and half of it is tinted. It's like the glasses that we've seen advertised for a long time now, that when you walk outside, your eyeglasses kind of shade so that you don't have to change back and forth or go without being able to see because you don't want to have the sun blinding you. Now they're making these windows for houses.
Yeah.
And you were telling us a story about how you used it at a lake home. Because, I mean, let's be honest. The idea of living on the lake is to have these big, beautiful bay windows and to be able to look out in the morning and enjoy the view that of the fact that you're on the lake. But it's kind of hard to do when the sun's coming up and it's blinding you, right?
Well, yeah. In this case, the builder, as far as I'm concerned, saved some money. He went back with glass that was not low E.
Oh,
wow. In
other
words, it's clear.
So it turned their house into an oven.
It was a bakery. I mean, you could fry in that thing.
Wow.
But these people needed help, and we went back with low E glass. It was this product here. It's even better than low E. Low E is great. But if you've got a real problem where you've got sun glare off the lake and also sunlight, you've got a lot of heat that even low E can't beat.
Okay.
And this product will do it.
This product gets it done.
Yeah.
So to get this product, and I have so many questions, you know, because we moved our in-laws in. Hey. Nanny and Papa live with Missy and I now. That's right. We moved them in. And it's actually been awesome.
Good.
It's been awesome. It's been good for everybody, except for one thing. I'm noticing that I'm in a mini blind war with them because we have these big windows in the living room, and we have those plantation blinds or whatever, and I'm noticing that I'll come home and they're closed. Missy and I like them open. So when we're gone, they close them. And when we come home, we open them. And it's like, if we had this glass, we wouldn't have to worry about it, right? Because when it gets sunny or hot, it would just tint and make that big of a deal.
And you wouldn't need it throughout the whole house. This glass is not cheap, believe me.
Okay.
But it works. And in many cases, there's one room in the house or one window in the house that is just hotter than all get out, and this will take care of it.
That takes care of it. So how much more expensive is it? I mean, can you give me a reference point of if this window were to normally cost me $300, I'm going to buy the window with this special glass in it. What's it going to cost me?
Add another $200.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's high.
So 75% increase on the price?
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't sold any of it, okay? I'm just showing you a product, and I've heard...
How new is this? Is this brand new?
Well, to me, it's really new.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
But it could have been out, you know, 6 months, and I wouldn't have known it in some cases.
But this isn't something that's been out for a long time.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Brand new on the market.
Yeah, it is.
It is on the... Okay. Yeah.
And it's something that you don't need in your whole house. Just use it in that room where that problem exists.
Yeah, basically, if you've got a wall that's got large windows or a set of windows on the side where the sun rises or sets, then you're going to want to implement this type of glass, right?
Yes, sir.
You okay?
Okay.
I'm working it with you. You got a cough drop. Man, the colds right now are going around. Are super annoying. I mean, it's everybody's stopped up or they're dealing with a cough or even worse, they got both. So Brent was drinking some kind of special muddy water mix this morning with a bunch of vitamin C in it.
That's right.
Trying to fend off the colds that are going around, right?
Yes.
So maybe we'll have Brent mix you up his concoction, Jim.
Shoot, man, I'm selling more Flonase and whatever than I am windows. Stuff's terrible.
You're moving that stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
I love it. Okay, so I have a cool question. You know, Missy and I had a window that was leaking, and you guys came out and replaced the insulated glass unit in the window.
The IG unit.
The IG unit, but we didn't replace the window itself.
Right.
So what if I'm looking at my windows and I just want to replace the IG unit, could I go with this glass?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
But I don't know all the ramifications on this glass. It's
okay.
That new to me.
So it's something to ask to get back with us on and let us know that we may not have to buy windows. We could just buy the glass.
Right.
Okay. This is good stuff. And I know that you travel all over the state. You'll go anywhere, have windows, will travel. Free estimates, right?
Yep.
And you're ready to go.
Right. I've even got a crew right now putting in windows, doors, patio doors, storm doors in Ponca City.
Ponca City. So
that's
there's
right.
No limit to how far Jim will go.
That's true.
You won't find a more honest or better guy to take care of you on these needs. Jim, how do folks reach you?
918-232-3631.
All right. Thank you, brother. We got to take a quick break. We've got lots more to cover, so stay with us. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
Welcome back to House Talk with Ray Trimble. Call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. With your questions now, this is House Talk on News 102.3 KRMG.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. Visiting with my friends this morning. We're covering all sorts of stuff. We're learning some things that we don't want to learn. but you know, hey, you got to do it, right? We got to do it. I've got Mr. Jim Evans in with Energy Tech. Mr. Has Windows Will Travel. I'm thinking I'm going to start calling this guy the bug doctor. We got Brent over here, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. Maybe you could even come in and like a... You know, some scrubs.
There you go.
And everything. He just got through on the break showing us the box did not have his wife's house shoes or anything or high heels in it. It had an assortment of roaches in it, all the way from full-grown big ones to egg sacs to little microscopic babies, which was super creepy. But good stuff, Brent.
Thank you.
Was really good stuff. And I got Mr. Brian in, Mullen Services HVAC. We've got lots of stuff to cover this morning. If you'd like to interact with us this morning, maybe you got a question or a comment, you can hit us with that on Facebook Live, and we will definitely get to your comment or your questions. You can also call us at 918-460-5764. That's 460-KRMG. Or you can text us at 95920, and we'll do the best we can to get to all the topics. So with that being said, Brian, I know that you're talking about condensate pans today, and it's one of those things that we don't pay a lot of attention to until there's a problem, and then it grabs our attention big time, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, like you said earlier, I mean, it could be as bad as a whole ceiling caving in.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, a condensate pan, it's not something that heats or cools your home. Mm-hmm. It's not something that moves the air. And so why would you think about it? I would imagine there's probably a lot of folks that don't even realize that there is this big pan inside of their heating and air system that's catching all of this moisture generated by the operations and then removing it outside the home into a drain. Hopefully it's either dropping into a drain and a P-trap, or it's going outside the home and then dripping into the yard.
Yes, yes. And I mean, just to describe it, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you've always been taught to turn your faucet on to a low trickle in the wintertime.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah,
if it's
really
operating
true.
Correctly.
And so you look at it and you think, well, this isn't that much water. I mean, this isn't that big of a deal. We've seen whole ceilings and rooms completely cave in.
Yes.
And caused by condensate pans not draining properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get a backup. I mean, those pans are 2 inches deep. So when it starts overflowing, it's not just a trickle anymore. It's a small wave almost.
What stops them up?
It could be, well.
Curveball question.
Yes.
I mean, it's a pan.
It's a pan.
It's inside the system. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're not throwing old food in it like you do a disposal. It's not a toilet that's receiving waste. I mean, what stops up a condensate pan?
It's a combination of things. I mean, if it goes outside the house, that's normally either insects or rodents actually stopping it up. They will freeze also. So if you have a 90% furnace in the wintertime, deal with this quite often. They condensate in the wintertime. So the drain goes outside the house, and it will literally build a stalactite all the way up to it, freeze it shut. Then it has nowhere to go. It just overflows inside. Unless it has a safety switch on it to shut it off.
Okay. All right. So I don't want to derail you on your topic here, but we have a caller that's asking. They want you to answer on there, but they've given Megan the information and then jumped off, right? They want to know, does it hurt the AC? Because you're talking about, you know, the condensate line freezing up. Mm-hmm. They want to know, does it hurt the AC if you run it when it's below freezing? Does that matter?
It doesn't really hurt it. It doesn't do very well. You can equip an air conditioner with what we call a low ambient switch, which will actually, it lets the condenser fan motor shut off, which lets the compressor build up the heat.
Okay.
That's the main thing. I mean, you have IT rooms that run year-round. So it doesn't hurt it, per se, but I mean, it's not good for one if it doesn't have that low ambient switch on it. It's not as efficient when it doesn't have that on there.
Okay.
So
you're saying it could cause a little bit of wear and tear on the system. So this kind of takes me down a rabbit trail a little bit, but that ambient switch that you're talking about that keeps the condensing fan off and allows the compressor to build up a little bit of heat, is this something that can be retroed onto existing systems?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool.
They don't come standard generally. We put them on all the time.
Okay.
It's just a simple. They're fairly easy for us. I mean, they just wire in. You break one side of the condenser fan motor, and it goes off the pressure. It's basically like a pressure switch, and it reads the pressure of the Freon, and it lets that fan know when to cycle on and off.
Okay. And that way, it's kind of adjusting on the fly for how cold it is outside, because it's needing to remove heat, but it also needs a little heat to actually work correctly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's super cool stuff. I hope that helps you out. Didn't give a name, so I hope it helps you out. So back to the condensate pan. No one wants to have the stalactites outside, and no one wants their ceiling to fall in.
Yes.
Are there steps that we can take to prevent this from happening? Is there a preventive maintenance process that we could go through?
Yeah. Obviously, keeping the drain line clear is the main thing. What we generally do is we have what we call a Galo gun that we use to blow it out. It's just compressed air. You can do it at home with an air compressor and an air hose. That just basically clears out the drain for you. Make sure there's no debris in it, the algae that builds up in it. Drain pans that we put in there, drain tabs, I'm sorry, which is basically just
it's a little tablet.
Call it a tablet. And it sits in the pan. And as it dissolves, it treats the pan and the drain line to keep the algae down.
Okay.
It makes it slicker so nothing can stick to it.
Yeah, I love the pan pills that we drop in there, and it conditions the condensate so this algae can't form in the pan and in the line and block it up. And because basically if you don't do it, it will grow in there, and eventually it will completely block that line up. But you're right, it's very easy to remove, right?
Very easy.
I mean, you just shoot some water in there and is it fair to say that if your air conditioner is running and you don't see something dripping, there's a, you have a problem?
Yes.
Okay. Because you should, if it's running, there should be a dribble coming out of that line. So it's kind of an easy do-it-yourselfer way to check your system to see to ascertain if you have a problem. Because if your system's running, there should be condensation coming out of that line. If not, it's holding water.
It's holding water. I mean, it has to go somewhere.
Right.
Your older systems had metal drain pans underneath the A-coil. And over time, those are going to rust out. That's just a given. Nowadays, they're plastic. So the only time you ever really, really have a problem with those is if it's got a crack in it.
Okay.
And that's normally when you get a crack like that, it's either a vibration crack or whoever was working on the system may have jarred it just right.
Okay.
So, but yes, that water has to go somewhere. And if it's not coming out the pipe, it's going somewhere.
Right.
And it's either going to be going under the house, in the attic, wherever.
Or in your garage.
In your garage.
Yeah. So. And you know, the thing is if it's leaking and you look at it and you're like, well, I don't see any dripping coming out of the condensate drain, but I don't see water in my house. You know, my AC unit's in the attic. I don't see any signs of any issues. It's a very slow, incremental, consistent thing. What it's doing is it's saturating the insulation. It's saturating the rafters and the sheetrock. And it takes a while for it to actually show up where you could see it inside the house. Is it fair to say that by the time you see it, if you can see it from inside the house, it's been going on a long time.
Yes.
And it's much, much worse than you think it is.
Yes.
If it's showing through on this side, right?
If you get lucky, you might have a light right below it where it finds that void and might start dripping. But if it's just a solid piece of sheetrock, when it finally punctures through there, we've got a problem.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. You wouldn't think of it as a positive. But, you know, anytime you have a light fixture in the ceiling, that's a penetration in the system up there. So there's actually a hole that's been cut into the sheetrock for the electrical box, for the fixture to connect. And so since water seeks its own level, what happens as it begins to collect on that sheetrock, it hits that hole, and the next thing you know, it's dripping out your chandelier or your ceiling fan. And that's actually a plus, because if it's not there, it's going to keep holding that water and building up, and that's when you get the fall-through problem that happens so often. I know that you guys go out, Brian. You do free audits of homes. You guys go out and inspect systems and check things out. How do folks get a hold of you?
918-258-6636 or at MullenInc.com or look us up on Facebook.
All right. Sweet. Thanks, Brian. Going to put me out of a job. I don't know if you have any info to give. Megan, am I ready for a break? She says I can do a break. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We've got lots more to cover, so stay with us. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have got you covered. Call 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. With your questions now, this is House Talk on News 102.3 KRMG.
Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 and FM 102.3. Me and Megan, we're rocking out this morning. Her head's bopping, my head's bopping. We're bringing it in. Welcome back to the show. It's the last segment. The show goes so quick. This is crazy. I've got my friends in here this morning, Jim Evans with Energy Tech. I've got Brent in with Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. And I've got Brian in with Mullen Services, HVAC. Crazy text up there, Brian. A listener texted in and said, mine clogged up with animal hair and it ruined my wood floor. So my question is, before we jump into anything else here, is how did animal hair get in the condensate pan?
There's obviously a leak in the return somewhere, or,
okay,
you know, your filters are great, but they don't stop everything.
Okay.
So, I mean,
animal hair can get through the filter?
It can. I mean, sometimes the filter doesn't fit just right.
Okay.
You know, the filter grill.
Yeah, okay, I can see
you
that.
Got that little bit of a gap.
Yeah.
Or, you know, mine are guilty of it sometimes. They like to lay right in front of the return.
Okay.
Your dog will literally.
Because they like the draft creates.
And the
cool never
air.
Thought about that. I bet that's true.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, that's just one of those things where if you could find where it terminates at, I mean, it's just as easy as once a month, just shoot air up. I mean, you don't have to take the door off. That's the best way of doing it, is doing it from the inside out. But you can blow it out from the outside, too, and it just shoots the clog right back into it, and then generally it just runs right back out.
So if they know their condensate line's dropping outside and it's dripping into the yard, mm-hmm. you can take some air and just shoot it up in there, and it'll blow out whatever's in it, and you recommend doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's cool.
I do mine. My furnace is in the garage, and then my drain goes outside where it's low to the ground.
Right.
Well, insects, you know, a good heavy rain, you know, dirt runs up, stuff like that. I mean, it's good practice to check it at least once a month, make sure it's clear. And I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, I don't like it, but you can actually shoot water up through there.
Yeah, let's not advise people.
I don't want to advise you to do that because I mean, that could cause a problem.
No, don't do that. Don't shoot water up there. only thing I would say is that, you know, the filters that I call angel hair filters.
Yes.
It looks to me like just about anything can go through one of those. I don't use those. I use the pleated filters. Yes. Do you recommend those? Do you have a preference?
The pleated is what we use all the time.
Okay. That's the kind, if we're going to put a filter in, it's going to be pleated.
It's going to be pleated.
The angel hair ones are cheaper, a lot cheaper.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's because there's almost nothing there. I just wouldn't count on that protecting my system.
No. The old joke was, if you've been in the business for a long time, my father and everything, they always talked about, I mean, those actually filter better after 2 months.
The more, once they get dirty.
The more dust they get on them, the better they filter.
Yeah. Okay, I totally buy it. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And, you know, honestly, man, that's so unfortunate to hear that ruin their wood floors, which that's a testimony. I mean, man, when that condensate pan goes, it can really wreak some havoc. You got to check it and make sure that it's draining properly and that it's in good condition. But
and one thing,
filtering is important. It protects it, right?
Yes, but the other thing is I mean, what if he had, and obviously in this case, either he had one or did not, if he had a condensate safety switch on it, when that drain backed up, it would have shut the system off. Which, one, saves on the destroying the hardwood floors, the sheetrock, anything like that. If it did have one on it, it obviously failed.
Okay, and this is another aftermarket switch.
Yes.
That you go in and you put on these existing systems. Mm-hmm. It's like a sensor that tells the system, hey, this condensate is not draining properly, stop running. which in effect stops generating condensate. And it will not come back on until someone comes and physically services that switch and resets it, right?
Yes.
Which at which point our technician is going to know, hey, this switch is thrown. Something's wrong with the drain. It's a house saver.
Yes.
Big time.
And by code, you know, for the last, I'd say, 10, 12 years, it's by law you're supposed to have one on there. When you do an install, it has to have one on it.
Okay.
If it didn't have one on it, then obviously it was not inspected, or it's an older system.
How long has that been in? 10 years?
10 to 12 years, I'd say.
So there's a lot of systems out there that are older than 10 years. If your system's older than that, I'm going to say it's a very good chance you do not have this switch.
You know, we normally recommend when we service a unit like that, you know, which it's mandatory for if you're on our Platinum that you have one of those. One, it saves you. It helps us because, you know,
we want to know if there's a problem.
Yes. You don't notice you have a problem with your system unless it quits working. So, you know, you could have water running everywhere.
That's Megan's cue for you to tell people how to reach you.
Well, thank you. 918-258-6636 or MullenInc.com, or look us up on Facebook.
This show went really quick. I feel like we're going out with some pretty hip music, though. By the way, folks, be careful. It is really, really cold outside. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next Saturday at 8 a.m. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's been House Talk right here on KRMG.